We have two readings for today. The first is our epistle lesson from Ephesians chapter 1. Just a note about the epistle readings in the weeks ahead. The epistle lessons are all going to be from the book of Ephesians. It's like we're reading through the entire letter, a letter from Paul to this church in Ephesus. And my messages are going to be based on these epistle readings. And also, Merv Munster is going to, our elder here at Peace, he's going to leave Sunday school Bible classes on these lessons as well each week in the time ahead. That's going to be at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, so you can wake up early. We might even get the coffee going. All right, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined, chose us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he has set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.